Spike Lee on Trump, why are we still asking is this guy a white supremacist? It's not even the question. By Pam Kee on August 20, 2019. Tuesday on CNN's Anderson Cooper 360, Director Spike Lee declared President Donald Trump was a white supremacist. Discussing the legacy of slavery in America, Lee said, I think that most woke historians would say that this country, the United States of America, was built upon the genocide of people in slavery. I mean, that's a fact. And I think that if we Americans came to study how this country started, we wouldn't be talking about kick immigrants out. You know, because if it wasn't, I mean, Native Americans, people brought here as slaves, everyone was immigrants. Lee said, another thing I'd like to say respectfully, why are we still asking is this guy a white supremacist? I mean, like it's not even the question, I mean, the Muslim ban, all Mexicans are rapists, drug dealers. He continued, and then Charlottesville, we have marching. The KKK, the alt-right, neo-Nazis, and he can't make a decision between what's right and wrong? What's love and hate? Both people, I mean, that's going to be, I mean, that quote, that's going to be attached to him. He's going to be on the wrong side of history, and that's the first thing they will say that quote. Anderson Cooper said, it's interesting, there is a movement among Republicans to rewrite the history of what the president said about very fine people. Because the president said very fine people on both sides, specifically referencing Friday night in Charlottesville, which is the night of the Tiki Torch. Lee said, not buying it. You know what that is? Subterfuge. Shenanigans. Copper continued, maybe I'm stupid and naive. But I was shocked to see all these, you know, whatever age they were, people totally fine with showing their faces, chanting Jews will not replace us. Lee said, you know why? Because the guy in the White House gave them dog whistles, like come on out. Our guys in the White House so were good. He added, before they just didn't do that, but now that got the green light. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanem.